I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, Giggle Squad? I love how you just said Giggle Squad. Like, yeah. It's not even the name, but it's fine.
Wow, I just forgot what the name was for a second, too. I was like, what are we doing here?
Well, we've survived. It's episode 2 of 2020. We didn't think we could make it, but we did.
Yeah. I didn't know if we were going to make it past, like, day 6.
I don't even know if we've made it.
I was like, if this is how it ends, this is how I go.
The one thing we must address that is, like, the elephant in the room is how wild the Facebook group has been getting.
Wild.
Wild. I went in, then all of a sudden I just started seeing comments where it was just like, Paige is the worst. And I was like, wait, I thought it was in the wrong Facebook group because I was like, no way. Is this like in the group that I collaborated on to start? No way are people like, fuck Paige. One of my friends texted me and goes, wow, Giggly Squad hates you right now. You better check up on
But also, okay, let me just say that when someone says Giggly Squad hates you, it's like 3 people.
Yeah, but they're
loud.
Strong. It's a strong 3 people.
But that's what happens. We talked about trolldom. People like will fall in love with you and then they realize like you're not doing exactly what they want you to do, and then they turn on you because they realize that you don't care about them in that type of way.
Right.
But also, let me just say, the Facebook group was created out of just pure happiness and giggling. Like, I still love looking at it. It's like, yeah, people's updates on breakups, advice. All the news is there.
All
every
the news.
Second. I get all my Bravo tea there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, people like recommending things, and it's just like such a good vibe. But yeah, the Capitol couldn't be under control last week. So obviously our Facebook group wasn't going to be under control. And most of my podcast friends have shut down their Facebook groups.
But which is so interesting because people fight in them.
Yeah, because it just gets too volatile and like people can't get along because the country is a little divided right now. But like, I'm not shutting it down because I trust that the gigglers can figure it out. Like, the gigglers, if you're listening, well, I guess you are listening.
It's like the main point of being here.
You guys create the culture of the group. Like, it's not us.
Right.
You guys are the Facebook group.
Right.
So if y'all want to fight over stupid shit and yell at each other, you can do that. Or you can decide and be like, also, we are the most petty drama queens ever. Like, that's literally what we do for a living. But, like,
terrified of the Facebook group. Yeah. Like, absolutely terrified of it.
We have, like, new moderators because the last girl put in her heart and soul and I said, you need to take a break.
We burnt her out.
We burnt her out. She literally is just this girl who's like, hey, I'd love to help, like, moderate the community. And I'm like, amazing. And then she got burned to the ground. But it is a group mentality. Group mentality is interesting because, like, once a couple people decide something, it's easy for everyone to kind of jump on that bandwagon. And yes, politics and stuff. And it's just like, let's just get back to giggling.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, say whatever you want and how you feel. That's why we have it. Like, you just speak your truth. But, like, there is probably a different Facebook group that might be better for, like, certain things you want to talk about. You know?
It's funny because we were coming up with new moderator rules. And they were like, yeah, like, no hate speech, no bullying. You could be removed if you talk shit about Hannah or Paige. And I was like, wait, who's talking shit about Hannah and Paige in our own fucking group? And then I realized, like, oh, it could turn into, like, our group is the place where everyone goes to talk shit on us.
Could you imagine? I would cry. I'm not strong enough for that.
But I'm like, y'all, who do you think controls a fucking group? I'll fucking delete this group in a second if I have to. And I told you I don't want to.
I almost messaged someone.
I will take all your privileges away.
I will kick you out of this group faster than I let you in. I literally felt like a mom. I was like, I brought you into this world. I will
feel
take
like
you right
someone posted
out.
Something about Gary and you were like, removed.
Oh, no. That is like... Literally, that's the only thing that could get me so heated. Like, people were saying, like, I'm the worst and I suck. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so mean. Like, whatever. But, like, I wasn't going to do anything about
it.
Like, I
wasn't
going to remove
Gary's haircut
them.
Looks stupid. You'd be like, I will find where you live.
No. Someone said one thing, like, oh, that doesn't even look like him. And I literally go, watch it, bitch. Like, I went off. My brother was like, why don't you... calm down.
No, it got to the point with the kind of with the group that, like, they forget that we're in the group too sometimes.
Yeah, like that
I
we
can see you.
Yeah, I can. No, like, I'm looking at you right now.
Like, the group should not be like a Yelp page for how people feel about us day to day.
That's what it is. That's legitimately
no,
what
no,
it's
but
turned
Paige,
into
it's literally this Taylor Strecker is my very good friend and she calls it like the like shitty five or something. They're just like five people who have bad energy and like negativity is so fucking loud. So anyway,
do you remember when we were younger? I don't know if we were like in the beginning of college or whatever, and there was an app that you could rate guys on that like you went on a date with. I was talking about it with a few of my guy friends the other day.
I remember that, but then
it was called
come back.
It doesn't it? And it was called Lulu's.
Oh my God.
And like it was like a picture of them and then like a rating and then it like people would say things about it. Anyway, I like was talking
I think
about
that's
it.
Great. Well, in Wisconsin, the football guys bless
me.
You.
Thank you.
As long as it's not a cough. The football guys had this like whiteboard in their locker room. And if one of the guys was talking to a new girl,
he
would put her name on the board and then, like, go away and then come back, like, the next day and everyone would write, like, what they know about her. As in, like, I had sex with her.
Shut
or, like,
up.
She doesn't get along with so-and-so. Like, so everyone would write what they think about her blindly, like, anonymously. So he would know, like, what's up with her.
That's terrifying. That is actually terrifying.
Just guys, when you're living your life, know that there are repercussions for your actions, and it goes back to what we were saying last episode. Don't be so quick to date the guy because you might go to his house and realize the brother's way hotter. That's all I have to say.
Well,
just do your research beforehand.
Hate that. I hate
when
that.
That happens. Well, I want to go into some trends real quick because whenever I see something online, I'm like, what would Paige do? WWPD.
Mm-hmm.
Indie nails is this thing Refinery29 is trying to like make a thing, and I was like, what does indie nails mean? I guess it means like independent nails, like basically every nail you do whatever the fuck you want with.
I fucking love it.
Like, it's just wild. Like, you can, like, you're like, I'm going with this aesthetic on this finger. Like, just wild.
Okay. But it, okay, I'm down with that, but, like, in a common theme.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing fire flames. So, like, this nail has red fire flames. This one has purple fire flames. Like, they're different, but they're, like, there's a theme.
You're like, I want the family to have the same motive.
Yeah. Okay. So, here's the thing. I've been growing my nails out, and they're... My left hand is always exquisite, went to Harvard. Mm-hmm. My right hand, one has, like, broken, but, like, in a jagged way. So it's still as long as the other ones, but it's, like, kind of crippled. And it's just, like...
Oh. It's a weapon.
Yeah, it's, like, you need... This one needs extra help in school. This one is valedictorian.
Your right hand can't graduate from kindergarten.
No, my right hand is pregnant at 17, has to drop out. My left hand... On its way to being a Rhodes Scholar.
Well, I have an announcement for you that's probably going to piss you off. I killed my whole family.
Again?
Well, what happened is I had Taco Bell.
Say less. Say less. I had to wipe.
I had to wipe my ass and it wasn't working. No, like, do you ever, like, eat something and then you smell your nails and you're like, yes. It's still living. And, like, I couldn't get the Taco Bell smell out of my nails. And I had a full-on freak out. And I was like, the family is gone.
Wow.
I cut everything out. I just have my little nubs now. And I'm kind of okay with her.
Okay. See, I'm emotional about it because I've been growing these out since our last chat, which is my birthday.
Yeah.
So it's a solid 2 months that, like, I've put in the fun work, update. I put in the time. Yeah.
Speaking of putting in the time, I haven't had a haircut in 10 months.
Interesting. How do you feel?
I feel free.
Your hair is the darkest I've seen it in a while.
I guess it's, like, all natural up to... People love my hair dark. People I always do too. Give compliments when it's dark.
I like it dark.
Thank you. It's because it, I don't know, goes well with my eyebrows.
My mom always... you know when, like, your mom says things when you're little and it, like, sticks in your head?
Sticks
and
with you forever.
And
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know why this one particular thing is stuck in my head.
That's why I'm in therapy.
When
I'm just kidding, Mom.
Like, when I was little and girls would be, like, getting highlights or low lights, and I think that started in, like, fifth grade, that girls started, like, dyeing their hair, and, like, I wanted to do it so bad. And my mom said to me one time, the color that God gave you is the color that you would look best in, so don't go and change it. And, like, I always think about it, like, why would I go blonde when God knew I wasn't going to look good blonde? He was like, no.
Kim, I love you, and I wish I knew that in college when I dyed my hair for $25. I bleached the shit out of it because I was having
identity
problems.
I still can't believe you did
that. But Kim is right. Also, we've been getting so much love. Have you noticed in, like, the ratings and reviews? Like, people have been so nice about this podcast. They're like, they're just loving it. And then there's always one that's like, I hate Hannah. This one girl was like, I don't appreciate her plastic surgery rant. And I was like,
you were like... Well, maybe that's... Did you just get your nose done? Maybe we should circle back on that.
Sounds like a personal problem. But anyway, we love you guys so fucking much. Even, you know, I love the people who hate us, too. Because you know what?
It gives
I know
motivation.
It started with love. Love and hate are very close emotions.
Interesting.
Okay, next question.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, like, sweatsuits, sweatshirts, sweatpants, they're all back.
Yeah.
But it's juicy... sweat suits is it back? Because they want to be back.
They are really making a play to be back. I don't hate it. Like, I don't hate it.
The juicy pants with the pockets in the butt,
yeah,
made your butt look so fucking big,
so fat,
thick as a cheeseburger,
thick like a big bank back there,
like a baked fucking potato.
I've always liked juicy, like I've always waited for the sweatsuits to come back, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, I've been waiting for this day.
This is the perfect time. I feel like they're so comfortable. And there's also, like, a funniness to it. Like, I feel like it's a self-awareness. Like, if I wore a full juicy sweatsuit, you'd be like, It's become such a cultural reference, like the Mean Girl's mom or like the girl walking in late with an iced coffee. Like she's wearing a juicy velour sweatsuit.
Sorry, I'm like, I have a stuffy nose. It's like a whole thing. Yeah,
get your sinuses.
Yeah, it's just like disgusting, honestly.
It's the demons coming out.
Yeah. I love juicy sweatsuits. I think rock it.
Final question. Oh, wait, no, I have two.
Okay.
Are name tattoos tacky or romantic?
Like someone else's name tattooed on your body? Did you just ask me if that's tacky or romantic?
I'm saying like if the guy you're in love with walks in one day and has Paige tattooed on his back, is it tacky or romantic?
Get him absolutely the fuck out of here. Like, lose my number. You obviously didn't know me very well.
Armie Hammer comes in with Paige tattooed right above his dick.
Don't do this to me. Oh, interesting area. The only reason I'm saying no is because, like, he had a girlfriend named Paige. So how do I really know it's
You'd be like, which Paige, bitch? Which Paige? He's like, I can only date girls named Paige now.
No, I don't want you to ever get a tattoo of my name. I also feel like I'm, like, superstitious. I was just going to say scientific.
You're dumb.
I'm scientific, so, like, please don't do that.
Do you remember when Jax got Stassi's?
Yeah, that's insane.
It's next level, like, stalkerish. Like, you should definitely get a restraining order. But I feel like in the moment, we'd both like it.
Here's the thing. I either want you to have zero tattoos. I want you to have none. Be a bare baby. Or I want you to have, like, sick tattoos. Like, there's this one guy, one of my friends, who just has, like, these little tattoos in, like, random spots. And I'm just like,
so hot. But it's also, like, a little too cool for me, I feel like. Like, I don't like guys who put too much thought into their outfits or, like, too much thought into their hair. It's a little too, like Williamsburg barbershop.
One of my rules is, if he wears rings, get him out of here.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, if he wears rings, one, he's weird in bed. That's just a fact.
Fact. We don't make the rules. We're just telling you guys that.
this is not a legend.
Yeah, I didn't make this up. It's just true.
And if he wears a necklace that is not a chain and it's some other, like, you know how Bronwyn's husband has that, like, weird, like black.
Like, if there's, like, a big pendant on it?
Yes. If there's a pendant that's not, like, a wrapper pendant with diamonds and it's just a weird pendant.
Not interested.
No.
Not also, interested.
Like, who told you that was okay? Like, what kind of people are in your circle?
You can wear, as a man, you can wear a max of two chains, like a David Yurman type looking chain.
Yeah.
No rings. You can wear those, like, stupid bracelets, like, sometimes that people wear. Like, people have, like, a string and they're like, oh, like, whatever. Oh, yeah. I'll, like, put up, like, with the bracelets, but I don't.
They, like, joined
love
a cult
them.
For a month. So they have all those weird stringy things. Or, but then it's weird because you're like, I hate guys with rings, but then when you get married, they have to wear a ring.
Must. This is just an example of how girls change their minds. Like, so quickly. I'm like,
ew. We're like, we want them with no rings, but with a ring.
Yeah.
So figure that out.
Figure it out.
Also, final question, because you said you're very superstitious. What do you think of the trend of Bravo celebrities making Instagrams for their unborn babies?
Does Stassi have one?
I don't know, but I know that Britney does, and I feel like Lala might too.
Bravo celebrity or not, famous person or not, I'm not into it.
I hate it because let that kid for a second
be a child,
live a life unsponsored. Let him have a normal baby life, one breath of a normal baby life before you put him into this world.
Actually, I really like the way that Kristen Cavallari does it. Like, you've never seen her kids. I don't need to see her kids. What do I need to know what her kids look like, you know? But, like, let them go to school and
be normal kids.
It's like using them as an accessory. Like, let the kid live a life without swipe ups and engagement. I mean, that's why Butter doesn't have an Instagram. Like, people always ask me, like, why isn't your cat have an Instagram? She's clearly a star. And I said, I know, but I want her to live a normal cat life.
And, like, let her decide that when she's of age.
Yes, she's only like 2, which I don't know what that is in human years, but she's, believe me, I've seen how she acts, not mature. Actually, she's been pretty
bitchy. Does that lately, say something about your parenting skills or no? Sorry.
Don't you dare come at my children. Don't you ever talk about my family.
I actually miss Butter.
You were engaged 17 times. It's actually 19.
Pay attention, please.
What I don't want to. What do you think? Okay, what do you think of Stassi and Beau's
We get so child? Off track.
What?
We get so off track.
I know, but... What's
the name again?
It's like Harper Collins, Charlie Rose. By the way, Charlie Rose is like a CNN announcer or something.
I think he's dead.
I don't know if Charlie Rose is dead. If he is, rest in peace. If not, we're very sorry.
Charlie Rose is 1,000% dead. And if he's not, he's a million years old.
That they named their kid by a CNN announcer?
Also, who's another CNN?
Like, it's like they named it like...
Charlie Rose is alive and well.
Why did you think he was dead?
I don't know, because someone born in 1942 is old as shit.
They're like,
he's 79. He's 6'3". They're like
Everest Tomi Lauren, whatever the fuck her name is. But I don't even know how to pronounce it. I don't want to. They're like, they named it like Periwinkle Jake Tapper.
Wait, that's a hilarious name, Hannah. That is a hilarious name. What is it? Periwinkle what?
They're like Snickerdoodle. Who's another CNN announcer? This Snickerdoodle Don Lemon. That's the name of their kid. And guys, like, I'm not like being, this is not me being too much making
Hartford,
fun of their kid's name.
Charlie
like,
this Rose Clark. Hartford.
Also, like, you know how famous you think you are by how weird your kid's name is.
So true.
I'm looking for more CNN announcers' names. It's because I've, like, been watching the news recently. Okay, I have a good one.
I love this game.
Mountain Larry King.
I have
another one. Candle Keith Olbermann. That one wasn't as good.
Here's the thing. I actually really like her name, Hartford Charlie Rose. I think it's like so cute.
Isn't Hartford like a college?
Hartford's like in Connecticut.
Okay, so they love Connecticut. Why do you like that name?
I mean, I wouldn't name my daughter that, but like it's cute. Hartford.
I know. It's just like, I feel like it's a little pretentious.
Hartford. Well, yeah. If you're naming your child like a suburb in Connecticut, you're pretentious. Like, I'm just walking around like being like, Westchester, over here right now before mommy really loses it.
Southampton.
Southampton.
Village of Southampton.
Amagansett. Amagansett.
Calabasas.
If you don't tie those shoes right now. Mom, these are Yeezys. Oh, right.
Calabasas,
I forgot.
Are you eating pennies again? Spit that out. That's for poor people. Orange County.
Breaking mommy's heart. Orange County.
Aspen. Oh, that's actually
That's actually mental notes that.
I love how I'm trying to think of fancy towns and I'm like, what's up? But also people love naming their kid Brooklyn and like I'm
people
gonna say
love
it. Let's
it.
Stop.
People Let's love stop. It. Yeah.
I feel like it was cool for a second and then Brooklyn became like so not cool because people who've never been to Brooklyn keep calling their kids Brooklyn.
It's just interesting how Brooklyn made such a play. No one cares about the Bronx anymore.
No one cares about Queens.
No one.
No one's named their kid Queens. Bronx is cute. But this, you guys, these are pet names.
Yeah. Bronx is a pet name. It's actually a really cute pet name.
Really cute pet name. Okay, continuing on. It's time for advice questions because we got some good ones. And then we're going to get into front page news, which is insane. And then into some stuff we're watching. Okay, look at me in host mode today.
Yeah.
So we asked our Patreon for questions.
I just thought you were sounding... You just sounded exactly like Steve Harvey. We asked 100 women.
And now... And then they ask and make that weird face. Whatever they say, he's like, what? Okay, this is from... Okay, I'm not going to say the name because these are intense.
Yeah.
Hi, babes. I need advice on dating a man that has a baby mama that does not chill nor want him to be around anyone or move on. We live together and have been together over a year. Help. Love y'all.
Interesting. I have never had to deal with a baby mama. Have you?
No, I have not. However, you're already living with the guy. Like, she needs to move on. But also, you don't want a Southern Charm moment where, like, you ever disrespect the baby mama. Do you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, it's a thin line because, like, she's created, like, you are part of the family. So when you get involved with that, you have to understand, like, whatever you do, do not disrespect the baby mama. However, the baby mama needs to have some boundaries and understand, like,
that you guys are dating now. I'd be very interested to know how old the child is in question.
Mm.
Because I feel like that says a lot.
I saw a really cute Instagram, one of those TikToks, like heartwarming TikToks that make you cry, where it was like, I love when my daughter sees her stepmom. And it was like the girl running to see her ex-husband's new wife and like picking her up, and like the girl was just so happy. And it's like family comes in all shapes and sizes, so let's try to get good energy for everyone. Like, just because things didn't work out does not mean you have to hate each other.
Yeah, and like, you have to keep in the back of your head that like, this woman had a baby with the man that you're dating now. So like, as a woman, naturally she probably thought like, this is my family, and like, this woman is the reason we're not together, when like, that's probably not the case at all. But like, in her head, you have to know that she's making up a crazy scenario that's like, maybe one day we'll all be together again. So like, just give her a little, you know,
but
let
it's
her
really
she
hard
has to get over it.
One thing I learned recently is the worst thing you can do in relationships is talk about exes. And I used to fucking love talking about my exes. I think because I had exes who talked about their exes, and it was this weird like control thing where they'd be like, I hated when my ex did that, or like, I love when my ex did that. And it always like pulls at your heartstrings in different ways, because you're like, oh, well, I don't want to do what she did. Or then you're like, oh, I want to be as good as her. And you're just like,
I absolutely
like, kind of
hate
to
when guys talk
other
about their exes to me. I'm like, then go hang out with her.
It's disgusting.
Like, why am I here?
It's disgusting. And like, I kind of got in the habit of it because I was like around guys who would. So like, recently I never talk about my ex, but and it's been so fucking healthy. Like, that's the one thing of a rule I will say, never talk about your ex. Even if they ask about them, be like, nope, we're not going there, because they're just trying to start trouble. But this is hard because you have to talk about your ex,
right?
Because they have a baby, and like, he can't just pretend they don't exist, and you can't. But then it's like, do you become besties with her? That might not be healthy either.
Something's going on, like, on the floor above me. Sorry. We're podcasting here.
It feels like that Geico commercial where the people above are just tap dancing, and you're like,
dude,
sorry,
I think
I
that's
tap
the
dancers above me.
Hannah, I'm so happy you said that, because that comes on TV all the time, and, like, if I'm with people, I die laughing. And they're like, why are you laughing at this commercial? And it's hilarious.
There was an – I'll send you – I'll put it on the Giggly Sweat Facebook group if we're still allowed in it. Block us out. But there's this old YouTube where they're like basically show the upstairs neighbors, and they're like bowling and then like doing like shooting at each other, and then
archery,
just like throwing marbles on the ground, and like this, I don't know,
that's
it's
how
just
I feel
wild
like my neighbors. So okay, back to our advice. Look, I think it's like also time.
Yeah, and I do think, like, don't force a relationship if it's not there, but, like, have empathy for her.
Yeah.
Honestly, try to hook her up with someone new.
Yeah, set her up.
Like, be a matchmaker, because if you matchmake three people, you go to heaven, and that's not alleged.
Wow. Ooh.
Okay, this is a good one. Mm. She wrote, "Ooh, I need advice. I'm super in love with my best guy friend, and I don't know how to approach a situation. I've made comments to him before because I'm not shy at all, but he always seems to think it's a joke and says something along the lines of, maybe we'll get married when our first marriages don't work out, LOL. He was interested in me when we first met." Okay, so he's clearly attracted to you. "But at the time, I had a boyfriend. Since we've grown a lot closer, but I don't know if he'd still be into me. And if he's not interested back, how do I remain friends with him?"
Oh, this, she's gotten herself in a pickle.
I'm going to say right now.
Yeah.
If you like him, tell him, you're not meant to be friends with him.
Right. Hannah. Hannah, yes. Because, like, if you're not, yes. Just yes.
Like, friends are for friendship. That's why, like, you're not friends with exes. They're not your friends. Like, friends are the people that you could spill anything to and just, like, be whatever and open about everything. You will not be happy being friends long term with him because he'll meet someone eventually. It'll make you upset.
And girl, people always say, like, I don't want to say anything and then, like, ruin the friendship. Who gives a friendship? Fuck about the friendship?
Like, you have girlfriends to be friends,
yeah,
with.
Yeah, like, if I liked you and I said something and you didn't reciprocate it and then, like, obviously our friendship goes to shit, like, I don't care. Like,
But there are guys that, like, I think I like because I love spending time with them so much. And then you, like, kiss them and then you're like, oh, no. Yeah. But then it's like it's meant to be friendship and hopefully it'll go there. Or they are not friends with you. They have a crush on you and that's not a healthy friendship either.
Right. And I'm in the mindset that, like, if there's no sexual attraction and you're just friends, like, I don't know. I just don't ever really see it working out. Like, if I when I first meet you, I have to have in that first 30 seconds, like, would I sleep with you, yes or no? And if it's no,
I would say 5 seconds.
I didn't want to sound, you know. But yes, 4.7 seconds.
But I also have an argument that all guys and girls who are friends are
secretly have crushes.
Attracted. One of the people are attracted to the other person in some type of way.
I have a lot of guy friends, yeah. And I would say, I do. And I would say that I would probably sleep with 90% of them.
You're going to get in so much trouble from that one statement. I can't wait to see that.
I didn't say which ones.
You're going to get some texts.
But, like, of the ones I know, like, they're all very good looking.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Or they are attracted to you. Okay, I'm pregnant.
Oh, God!
I'm pregs and want to get married to my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Is married while pregnant hillbilly help?
Yeah, just wait. I mean, no, Morgan Stewart did it and she looked gorgeous.
No, it's not at all. Get married when you want to get married. Also, like,
the only thing, and this is, like, just me being a psychotic human, is, like, I want to get drunk at my wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, like,
and
the
also,
only reason.
You could totally get married. This is what people, I have to, like, getting married, go to the courthouse, get the docs, and then plan a huge party when you can black out.
I feel like that's the new wave.
Do you really want to get blackout at your wedding, though? Like, you spend whatever thousands of dollars and then you don't remember any of it?
Yes.
You go, that's the point. That's the most fun.
I don't want to get blacked out, but I want to, like, I want there to be a portion of the night where me and my husband are just pounding tequilas and, like, dancing.
Aww.
Yeah, I
love
know.
That manifestation for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Salary negotiation tips.
Oh, I'm really bad at this.
Okay, so I am the worst.
Like, whatever you feel comfortable giving me, like,
I literally will be like, I'll pay you. You know what? I don't need anything. Let me start paying you an allowance. Salary negotiation tips. What I would say, oh, God damn it. It was so scary when I was working in corporate America. But do some searching. Do some sleuthing. And find out how much your coworkers are making.
Which is, like, also such an interesting conversation. And Hannah and I have always been really good about being open about money, and I think that more girls need to be open about discussing money. Because, like, let me tell you, guys are talking about it.
Yes.
Guys are fucking talking about it.
You've dated a lot of guys in finance. Are they always talking about how much they're making, deals going on, like money?
Not like that out in the open about it, like in normal conversation. But like I've heard boyfriends on the phone with other friends being like, yeah, let's talk about it. And then like discussing numbers back and forth and then being like, all right, thanks, man. Like, that's what I thought. Like, I just wanted to double check. Yep. So like they're talking about shit to make sure that like they're progressing and they're making the amount of money they should be.
And I feel like girls are so empathetic and they're trying to not make people uncomfortable. But it's like, girls, we need to talk about money.
Yeah.
Because like I once was in a job that I was crushing, but I was like younger than everyone else. And I was making $40,000 as my base salary. And I found out the girl next to me, who was not doing as well as me, but like was a little older, was making $60,000 base salary. And I thought I was crazy to ask like for 45. And then I realized like, now I have fucking proof. And now, like, just keep talking. Don't be afraid to talk about money. And you won't offend someone. Like, just ask. Like,
and if it does offend someone, like, fuck off. Like, okay, sorry. Just try and... just out here trying to eat, you know, like give me a break. Like
if people who are weird about talking about their salary within the company, I'm not saying like ask your random friend how much she makes, but like,
hey, how much
like,
do you make
you hiding,
before
bitch?
Taxes?
Because like, what if the person says something and they're making less than you? You can be like, bitch, what are you doing? You have to ask for more.
Yeah,
like, I remember I was very proud of this moment. I was working as a video producer. And we hired this editor, and this guy said he wanted, like, $40 an hour. And I asked the bosses, and they said yes. Then this girl came in who was so much more talented and funny and hilarious. And she was asking me, like, what should I ask for, 25? I could have easily said, yeah, ask for 25. I go, bitch, ask for 45. She goes, no, you're insane. And I go, no, I'm actually not insane because I know
how
much money we're making. So, like... that is little things that help the wage gap.
Yeah.
And then when she got it, was she making way more money than me? Yeah. But did I have good karma?
Yes.
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 And did I get fired from my job?
Yes. Yes.
Is that another story for another time? Yes.
So ask your coworkers, see what they're making, and then just like say it to the boss. You got this, girl. You got this. I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Final advice question.
Okay.
What do you do when you're married and you both want to live in different locations?
Get divorced. You crazy psycho. No, I don't know.
Get divorced. Well, it depends. Like, if he wants to live in the country and you want to live in the city, that's something that should have been talked about beforehand.
It's kind of like Salt Lake City. He wants to live in Ohio and she wants to live in...
Well, okay. That's just a... No one
wants to live in Ohio.
I mean, we know we have a lot of Ohio gigglers, but like...
Nothing against Ohio.
No one's been like, if my dream location...
Columbus.
Also, sorry, guys. I'm a Badger. Fuck the Buckeyes.
Right.
Sorry.
Oh, wait. You are. You're a Badger. I don't know. That's hard because living in New York City, like, I know for a fact that I love living here and I'm not ready to leave it. But there is part of me that's like, one day I feel like I'll have a husband and maybe like a few kids and not want to live in the city? What if he wants to stay in the city? Or what if he wants to move to the suburbs, like, way sooner than I do? It's all compromise. But, like, if you want to live in two completely different, like, states, then, like, that's fucking weird.
Well, you nailed it. I was going to say compromise, because don't knock it till you try it. Like, imagine if, like, I'm with a guy and he just says, I want to live in Austin, Texas. And I'm going to be like, wait, what? But then think about it for a second. There's some positives there. Also, you learn about new cultures, learn about new things, learn that barbecue gives you diarrhea. I don't know. There's things to learn, and nothing is permanent. So I'd say if you guys are, like, literally not budging, think of a compromise. I mean, my brother grew up in Brooklyn, New York, just moved to Indiana.
Oh, right.
Because of the pandemic. And I'm getting messages from his fiance being like, Daniel is thriving in the suburbs. Wow. He was like sanding something and like mowing the lawn. Turns out he found a new side of himself and he's the king of the suburbs now.
Wow. That's inspiring.
I do have to say, don't knock it till you try it. And that, like, sometimes getting out of your comfort zone is good. And especially for your mindset, like, sometimes just, it's like when you're depressed, just going in a different room can change your mood. Mm-hmm. I think people should be open to moving more. And honestly, during the pandemic, the city is tough right now. So, like, moving to Montana and hanging out with Kanye West doesn't seem that bad.
Or Wyoming. Wyoming.
Wait, this is a perfect segue.
Don't even get me started. Okay.
It's time for front page fucking news, bitches.
Cue the typing. Okay. I don't even need my notes for this. I need to just know, first initial thought, when you saw the first thing on social media that said, like, Kanye West and Jeffree Star, what was your initial, like...
I'm so happy you asked me this.
Yeah.
I can totally see it. It makes so much sense.
Oh my God, I'm so fucking happy you just said that. Because I'm literally...
Makes more sense than Kim.
I'm watching all these, like, Instagram videos. I'm seeing all these people post and they're like, what? This is crazy.
It's not crazy.
Is it though? Kanye West is out of his damn tree. He could do anything and I'd be like, yeah.
Kanye West, there's been rumors that he's not straight.
Right. No,
there's
Kanye's
been, rumors
been
that
gay.
Kim is his beard and it's a very, like, business-oriented relationship, which, I mean, he's giving her this, like, real fame of, like, legitimacy. And then she's giving him...
like, the community sense. Like, but he also...
I could see it.
I personally, I'm scared of him because I feel like he's not someone you want to get into a fight with. I feel like he will literally tear you apart. The crazy thing is like when I'm researching and watching all of these TikToks, how did it not come out sooner? Because who the fuck moves to Casper, Wyoming out of like Calabasas and Jeffree moved into the same gated community a year ago?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's like people are scared of the engine that is the Kardashians. But now that they showed like, okay, we're cutting off from Kanye, it started to leak. Also, another reason why I could see it is Jeffree Star and Kim Kardashian basically have the same amount of plastic surgery. I said it. Honestly, they don't look that different with one.
It's
and I love Kim. I love Jeffree. I'm just saying it's not that crazy.
I love Kim. I didn't know Jeffree as much, obviously, as like I know who Kim is. But I was watching like some of his videos. I mean, he is very talented and extremely self-made. And like I like applaud him on that.
I think this stuff that's going to come out about their marriage is going to be insane. Like, this is just the tip of the iceberg because it never made sense. I think they always were best friends. And I think they were best friends, then Kanye turned.
What are the chances, though, that, like, Bruce Jenner transitions into a woman and then Kim's husband cheats on her with a man who dresses like a woman?
It's actually just consistent at this point. It's not crazy. Also, poor Kim, she's been divorced 3 times. Sucks.
That sucks.
It sucks, but it's also like I'd rather her get out of things and stay in things that she's not. I mean, at some point we were like, girl, no one's gonna judge you for getting out of this.
No, this is like so you can't even compete with it.
And I know that Kanye has mental health problems. So do I. So do you. But it comes to a point where like you're attacking your family on Twitter, like, and running for president.
And I read an article that was really Kim's final straw when he was like, I'm running for president. She was probably like,
I can totally see it. And that like Kanye's so artsy and creative and just like,
I'm very interested to see his collab that comes out with Gap.
Also in the hip hop community, it's so looked down upon to like be gay. I know it's like old school to think that way, but
it's old school. Actually, I was this is so weird. I was talking about this with one of my friends, Lil Nas X. There's like a line in his song Holiday that's like something like it. No, I don't remember.
The lead up was great though.
But something like, oh no, I know. I'm a pop star, but the rappers still like fuck with me. Like, and I feel like he's the only like gay rapper that's like,
let me just say,
accepted.
Lil Nas X,
I love him,
is the only Twitter account you need to follow.
It really
is. His Twitter is so funny. Like one-liners, jokes. Also, on the low, he's probably hooked up with a bunch. I mean, hooking up on the DL is like very common.
Oh, you're saying hooked up with a lot of straight people in the industry.
Yeah. Also, yeah, he's just the best. Lil Nas X, we stan forever.
Yeah, I really like him.
Him coming out and then him gaining acceptance and just being so effortlessly.
Watch his music
himself.
Video Holiday. I was mesmerized by it.
I'm obsessed with him. He's hilarious. He's amazing. But yeah, the Kanye, like Kanye's always been not a stereotypical rapper.
No. Here's the other thing. They just wrapped filming literally yesterday for the last season. Mm-hmm. Here's my question to you. This is obviously going to be on the last season. So, like, the timing of it coming out, Kris Jenner is fucking...
Yeah, she just couldn't anticipate the coup, but besides for that. She's probably like,
these fucking
radical right-wing
hillbillies are ruining it. But, like, then what's going to happen? But it's not going to be finished. Like, the season finale of the last season is just going to be when this stuff is starting. So is this just
they are not trying to end it with a perfect bow. When Kim was like, this is the last time we're going to film ever, I'm like, don't you already have a deal with Hulu?
But what is the deal with Hulu?
No idea.
Is it going to be, like, how we're used to it? Or is it just going to be, like, random content?
I have a question.
Okay.
Are you afraid that being on a reality TV and reality TV career is going to ruin your relationships?
With my loved one? Like, with my
family? Yeah, like, in the
family?
Long term. None, like, loved ones. I mean, boyfriends.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just looking at the track record of this shit, and I'm like...
You know, it's not great for us. Not great. I actually had someone the other day say something, and it... literally hit me like a knife in my heart. One of my guy friends said something like, I don't know, like, oh, he you're not gonna date him, you're like a lot of work. And I was like, yeah, I'm like so much work. And they're like, no, but like, you're on a reality show, and that's like yeah, we like, you're great, but I'd never date you. And I was just like, and like, I never really thought about it before, but like, yeah, I come with like, you have to know what you're getting into. And yeah, I think it ruins a lot of relationships.
But I also think that it's like sifting through the guys who like are not all in.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like it could ruin things that wouldn't have been ruined.
Right. It's also like, if you don't want to step up because I'm on a reality show, like, I didn't want you in the first place anyway. You're
like,
obviously
you
lazy. You're obviously lazy. Just like, whatever. Also, I'm a prize.
Honey.
Anywho.
You just went in a dark place. Let's get out.
Yeah,
what's next on Front Page News?
Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde.
Okay, there's drama with that because people are basically saying that Do you think they fell in love on set and then like out of nowhere she was like, hey, what, Jason, you're hilarious and so funny, but you don't have a British accent and you aren't fighting the stereotypes norms?
I love that.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Harry Styles or Jason Sudeikis?
Easy. Easy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, and I don't think you think I'm going to say what you think. Jason.
Jason.
Jason. All day. All day I'm picking Jason.
Oh, I love him so much.
No, I love him.
I'm sorry. I heard that Harry Styles actually is quite funny and cool to be around.
However,
I don't want to be with a guy who's prettier than me.
No.
Like, I want a guy who's hotter, not prettier.
I'd love to, like, share a closet, though, at some point with Harry Styles.
Also, what is this, like, Miley Cyrus legit, like, trying to hook up with Harry Styles? Do you see, like, her tweets where she's,
could
see us together and stuff?
I'm so confused on
her. She's, like, shooting her shot.
Shooting her shot on everyone. She's finding random girls on TikTok being like, let me take you out. I'm like, they live in Indiana in the middle, like...
Leave that poor girl alone.
Yeah, like, how are you going to meet them? Okay. A lot of stories that I've read is that Jason is heartbroken. Mm-hmm. And they said that they were, like, breaking up in the beginning of 2020, which, like, makes no sense because there's paparazzi pictures of them, like, hugging and kissing in New York in, like, October.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, everyone is saying that they – Olivia's, like, directing a new movie. Olivia's a boss bitch.
Oh my God, Olivia Wilde. People don't understand.
Like, yeah, I don't think people really know.
That she could have had a career of like Olivia Munn, where she just gets like hot roles and hot commercials, or Megan Fox, which we love. But she has gotten in behind the camera to be like so fucking talented and a boss ass bitch.
So she's directing and she will appear in this new movie. It's like a 1950s psychological horror movie. And Harry Styles is in it, and they stayed together, like lived together while they were filming. Aww. At James Corden's house. Famous people are so weird.
Well, this is the thing. If they are meant to be and they are soulmates, I am so happy for her. But if she's just like has a new shiny new British toy, it's like not worth it.
He's 26 and she's 36.
Still, I don't judge an age difference. I just think, like, is Harry... I don't see it.
Because here's the thing. I have a lot of guy friends who are a little bit younger than me. 26 is young. Famous or not.
Yeah.
It's when you explore. If I'm Harry Styles and, like, I'm getting any girl I want or, like, mm-hmm. doing whatever I want, like, unless... Olivia is the love of his absolute life, yeah. and he can't live without her.
It's dangerous to leave your relationship for a 26-year-old boy.
You're playing with fire. You're playing with absolute fire.
I could see Harry being super mature because he's been through so much and having had so much pussy that he is like, I am ready to settle down.
Yeah.
And she's incredible. But I also think that...
But Jason, they're like one of those couples that like I would see them and just be like, that is exactly what I want. I want to be so hot and like adorable, and I want my husband to be like kind of good looking but like so funny and just like be obsessed with me.
Well, that's why I had to double check on our other couple that I got confused with Jason and Olivia, which is
Emily Blunt and John Krasinski.
They're still good, they're thriving.
Good.
But also what I wanted to say is that when you're in a project with someone, you are in a very like bubble world, especially because it's during quarantine.
Right.
So like you're in this tense like passion project. They're probably acting. Who knows if they were romantic on it. I just think you have to like take a second of have life without it before you. Like it's like a summer house. Like, you know, when you literally have a summer romance and then you start like your real life and you're like, wait a second. Like it's like having an office crush.
You nailed it.
Granted, Harry Styles is not just an office crush. Like, he's super hot. It's not like the random guy getting coffee who, like, kind of smells good that you start.
Right, who, like, works in accounting. You're like, in real life, I probably would not, like, get your number at a bar. But, like, in office life, like, we're getting married. I like to call it office hot.
It's tough, but it's also hard. We don't know anything that happened. But, like, it just is sad to see Jason seem blindsided, and that it's kind of like a Brangelina moment.
It's so sad. It's so sad.
But you know what? All is fair in love and war. And I hope that there were issues going on with her and Jason that really hurt. And she's
The way it seems is like Olivia just got, like, all of a sudden got the ick.
Good for her then. Get out.
You know,
get out.
I don't know. I'm very interested to see what happens with them.
I want people to know that, like, so many people who are fame hungry, like, so many relationships, it's like, hey, agent, like, can you put me with another famous person so we could all get press for, like, a couple months? Like, that happens.
That 1,000% happens.
And this may not be it, but it's, like, it's good for Olivia Wilde.
I feel like I'm going to DM some people.
What's next on FPN?
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are never coming back to social media.
Aren't they doing like a podcast and a movie and stuff?
Yeah.
I can see that meeting being like, okay, so how are you guys going to promote it? And they're like,
we're just not. Here's the thing. We're just not going to. Whatever. So, I'm so
Meghan Markle, Harry, Prince Harry. Harry and Trump are off social media.
Are all off social media.
Good for them. Have a
Good
cleanse.
Good for them.
Have a social media cleanse.
Oh my God. I feel like we haven't really talked about this. What are your thoughts on like Erica Jane just like continuing on social media and just like she just posted a picture and the caption was like thinking of making this my online dating profile pic thoughts, and it's just like her long legs with like her ass like pointing it out.
Well, then she posts another one of her like all weirdly edited with her eyes looking at a phone. So I guess she's like just feeding the monster of like I'm single, I'm online dating. I kind of love that she's doing this because it's so messy and it gives me more entertainment. Because normally when something crazy happens, like Hilary Baldwin, now she's off social media. Now we can't have fun with it. Now it's going to die. No. Erica Jane is like feeding the beast.
Hilaria.
I miss her so much. I'm like so fucking over Erica Jane though. Like,
interesting.
I think I just, since she like didn't give credit to a memer.
Oh, you've been out. So no, little. You've been out on her since that. I knew that.
You guys, I hold grudges.
Yeah, you
Once
do.
Once I see someone's character, I cannot like rejigger
I feel like
my
people
brain.
Don't know that about you. If you, this is where Hannah and I are like a little bit different. If you cross Hannah, like I'll watch it happen. I'll watch people cross her and I'm like, ooh.
Never bad, get, bad, bad decision.
Like I wish I could warn you right
what
now.
You say. I don't care if you're blackout drunk. If you say something to me that I feel makes me feel a type of way about you.
Yeah, you also have the craziest memory. Like, remember when you said that to me? And I'm like, no.
No, I have a literal book in my head, a burn book.
Yeah, no, you do. You and my brother, it's actually scary. Sometimes my brother will bring things up and he'll like, remember he said that to you? And I was like, that was 15 years ago. He's like, I never forgot. But like you never forget. A bitch does not forget.
Okay, anyway, now that we've threatened everyone.
Also, I feel like at any moment I could call you and be like, was this girl ever mean to me? And you'll be like, yes, July 15th, 2 p.m.
Yeah.
She had the audacity.
Like, I just like seeing people's true colors because I feel like there's so much fakeness in the world.
Yeah.
So when someone does show their true colors, I'm like I wish I knew what everyone was thinking all the time. Mm-hmm. So then when they break, I'm like, and there it is.
Yeah.
It is. Anyway,
I get that.
Let's wrap up mm-hmm. with what we're binging because you were very excited about a specific show.
Oh my God. Okay, Hannah. I don't care what you're doing today. You're watching Bridgerton. That's what you're doing today.
My mom is like so into it. She goes, there's a lot of sex, but it's like so good.
So just think back to the summer when I was so obsessed with Massimo.
Mm-hmm.
Does not even compare to the obsession that I have with Simon, the Duke of fucking Hastings.
Well, it's because he's a duke.
This man.
Wait. But you were like sickly obsessed with Massimo. Like I started to get worried.
No, I'm still sickly obsessed with him. But like this guy. Okay. So basically it's set in like the 1800s in London. But it's like a fun, playful. Like this show would have been on like the CW. Okay.
it's very Gossip Girl vibey. Like, it's not accurate completely in, like, history. And it's basically, like, there's a queen, and she said, like, everyone's trying to get married, okay? So, like, they're going to all these balls and whatever, and she picks who is, like, the diamond of the season. She picks this girl, Daphne. Daphne is trying to get, like, a good suitor, ends up, like, falling in love with Simon. Simon and her have this, like, romance, and, like, the sex scenes are so, they're not over the top. You're not seeing, like.
How is it compared to normal people's sex scenes?
It's very unrealistic.
Oh, so, like, normal people's, like, super realistic, and that's why it was hot? This is, does she get, like, thrown around and stuff?
No, actually, it's probably some of the most realistic sex scenes. Like, they're not, like, ravishing each other where you're like, that's not happening.
So it's not, like, the boat scene in 365.
No, it's nothing like 365 boat scene. No. It's, like, loving, and, like, they're looking into each other's eyes. And, like, at one point he says that he burns for her. Like, ooh. I burn for you. Then he says, like, it's one thing to meet, like, a really beautiful woman. It's another to meet your best friend who also happens to be the most beautiful woman. And I saved it in my notes because if my husband doesn't say that to me, he doesn't love me.
You put it on your list of things guys need. You have it as your phone background.
Texting every male suitor that I'm talking to, and I'm like, do you burn for me though?
Okay, if a guy said he burns for me, I'd be like, did you get your STD test?
I'd be like, you should get that checked out.
You should check that because we don't need that.
Anyway, you have to watch it. The costume is impeccable. It's like,
is
oh
it better
God.
Than the Queen's Gambit, which I had mixed
it's so
feelings about.
Different than the Queen's Gambit, but yes, I would. I like almost want to rewatch Bridgerton because I'm so sad it's over. It's one of those shows where it's like you're on the last episode and you're like, yeah. I don't want it to end though, but they are doing a season two.
I've heard great reviews for Bridgerton. I'm very happy because I feel like shit is running out to watch.
And
on
the
Netflix.
Actor, the actor is like a new actor. Like, we don't really know anyone who's in the show. He's so fucking hot, Hannah. I like, he comes on the screen and I'm just like,
oh. Okay.
I found him on Instagram.
It.
I follow him, the whole thing. If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Now, Bridgerton is like a real good binge, yeah. But I want to go a little lower class.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm back on my 90 fiancé bullshit. Wow. 90 Day Fiancé. And I just Googled like original. I don't want before, after. I want 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
What's the best season? And they said season 4. And it is, you know, there's always some storylines that are so fucking good and some couples you're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
So there's a storyline with this girl, Anfisa and George.
Okay.
Anfisa basically wanted a $10,000 Chanel purse.
Normal. Yeah.
And he was like, he bought her like $1,000 bracelet. He's like, I can't get you the purse right now. Cause he's trying to get married and get an expensive ring, whatever. I think he basically got her by saying he's really rich. And then she was like, oh, you are? So then get me all this stuff.
Classic.
Somehow she has his password to his iPhone. So she can like turn off his iPhone. She could do the Find My iPhone. So his iPhone will just alarm, like Find My iPhone, like you can't lower the volume whenever she wants his attention.
No.
So
no.
He'll be like sitting down and just start going off, and he's like, that's my girlfriend, like she wants my attention. She changed his email password. She keyed his car.
Who is this girl? What's her name?
Anfisa. A-N-F-I-S-A. Don't Google it. You want to watch
I'm watching it.
She is next level. So yeah, I'm excited. Let's all watch that 90 Day Fiancé season 4.
Season 4. Wait, how are you watching it on? You're watching it on TLC.
Amazon Prime.
Okay, season 4. Well, I guess I know what I'm doing today.
And then lastly, I'm watching the show called Pitbulls and Parolees. I'm like really into TLC type shows right now.
Yeah.
Okay, don't give me that look.
I just feel like you're going to do...
I know you hate animals because you don't even post your dog.
He's sicko. Overweight.
You posted it and then deleted it because you thought your dog didn't look good enough in it.
He looked so overweight. I was like, oh my God. Whoa, got it together. I was like, oh my God, if I have a child and like...
You face-tuned your dog.
I was like, run a lap or something, Polo. God.
Okay, so Pitbulls and Parolees. I don't even know how people are going to watch it. It's like a cable thing. I know.
I feel like you're like sitting in front of the TV doing arts and crafts. Like, my show's on.
Well, what I did is I DVR'd it. So I DVR'd the whole season. I didn't even know I knew how to DVR, but this is what we do in quarantine. Okay, so you're going to die. It's this woman, Tia Torres, who is the baddest bitch in the world. She just looks like an angry single mom with like dyed red hair. Mm-hmm. She's like in her 50s. She's definitely had too much sun. Always wears sunglasses. Doesn't matter if she's inside or outside. She has this, basically this adoption center full of for second chances. So all these pit bulls who are like found in the road or were of like fighting clubs or just like left to die, she gives them a second chance and she rescues them. And then the people working for her are parolees, which means they've been to jail and they have to like not get in trouble and they're on parole. And she hires them to help them like find a purpose again with these dogs.
Oh, I cry every episode. My God.
I literally cry every episode. Also, pit bulls are my new obsession. Like, I need a pit bull puppy ASAP. And I know you're like, Hannah, calm down. apparently with like a personality test, pit bulls rank better than labs in like their personality. They're so loving and so smart and so loyal, so affectionate. Like they love cuddling and sleeping and licking you. Anyway, but it's literally society that has made pit bulls be
like they're angry dogs.
Because in the early 1900s, it was other dogs that were considered the bad dogs. Like it was like the German shepherds that were like work with the police that were like biting people. Pit bulls, what's the show with the Little Rascals? They had a pit bull. Like, yeah. Pit bulls in the early 1900s were, like, the family dog. But then somehow they got involved in, like, fighting rings because they're so loyal that you can train them to do anything. So, okay, so I'm so into this. There was this documentary. Fuck, I forgot what it was called. But they showed what happened to all the dogs in Michael Vick's fighting ring.
No.
And basically, people were like, all these dogs should be killed because they're fighters.
Right.
Turns out, there was like one dog they had to kill because he was like the champion dog and they're afraid he's going to get adopted and then sold back into fighting because he's that good. They fought to save all the dogs. It turns out most of the dogs, they're like, instead of killing them, realize they just need, they needed recovery. Like they're just abused dogs. And they showed how the dogs made some families so happy. The sweetest babies. You're like crying right now.
Yeah.
You should. So anyway, I want
to love when people
puppy.
Get second chances. And I love when good things happen to good people.
Yeah, but also the way they treat these dogs, like, these dogs are, like, afraid of humans because they were abused. And they're like, okay, we need to help them. But then people, like, so many people are abused. And then people are like, oh, why are you fucked up when it comes to dating? It's like, what do you think I'm going to be?
I'm also PMSing so hard today.
Yeah, I think you should watch the Pitbull documentary.
I don't know if I can handle it today.
I think you should cry your eyes out. Pitbull doc. About Michael Vick. You guys know that I'm the documentary queen because of
really
Garth
are.
Brooks, because of
Dolly Parton.
About, yeah, about Vick fighters.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm getting it because we have to. It's called The Champions.
Okay. And I'm the also going to watch Pitbulls and Parolees.
Pitbulls and Parolees. Watch The Champions on Prime Video. Oh, and everyone deserves a second chance, and that's our mental health.
Yeah.
Well, Paige,
this is a good one.
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
We love the Facebook group, regardless.
We love
what you
the
guys
Facebook
say.
Group. You guys are wild, and we're here for it. And we love you.
And we love giggling. Join our Patreon to give us advice questions. Those are the ones we're going to be answering the most because it gets kind of crazy. And our merch is coming out soon. We fucking can't wait.
It's going to be so good. All right, thanks for giggling with us, guys.
Bye.